The secret fast day of the 9th of Tevis. You heard me right, the 9th of Tevis. While we are all aware of the fast of the 10th of Tevis, many of us are unaware that there used to be a fast on the 9th of Tevis as well, and that this fast day is shrouded in secrecy. We will here explore the sources behind this fast and why was it left in secret. So we find recorded in the Sefer Megillas Tainis, which was written in the times of the Tanoim, a list of a number of days in which it is customary to fast due to the tragedies that occurred on those days. This list of Megillas Tainis is recorded in many Rishonim and in the works of the Gaonim, starting with the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolis, in his Sefer, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Tainis, page 39. He lived in the 900s. And later on it was recorded in the Kolbei, in the Shibuli Haleket, and in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 580. And amongst the long list of days that it lists, it writes that one is to fast on the 8th of Tevis due to what happened with Talmei HaMelech, that he forced the Chachamim to translate the Torah into Greek. And one is to fast on the 9th of Tevis. As on the 9th of Tevis, continues the Torah, continues the Mechaber, we don't know what happened. So we know you're supposed to fast on this day, it's in the list, but we don't know why. Before we begin to explore the meaning of these cryptic words, while every fast day listed has his reason and explanation in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, suddenly the 9th of Tevis is missing, under the claim of pleading the 5th. We don't know. Prior to doing so, let us first clarify the final halacha regarding this fast and all other fasts listed there in chapter 518 Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishonim Megillas Tainis. So while these days are listed as fasts, and there were Yidden who fasted on these days in the past, practically we're no longer accustomed to do so, as the Beis Yosef himself in his commentary in the Torah testifies that I have never seen anyone in my days fast on these days. And even though the Magen Avraham there concludes that a Baal Nefesh should fast, the Bahag writes one who fasts has a Chayuk Neilam Haba, nonetheless practically we no longer fast on these days. So no one should get worried, we're not adding another fast that people didn't know. You don't have to fast on the 9th of Tevis, bottom line according to Halach. We can call these part of the extinct fasts, but nonetheless, it remains part of Torah that this was a fast day, and therefore we would like to explore why was it instituted, what does it mean that they write the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, we don't know what happened. So we find that already the commentators, the Nisei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, asked this question against the Mechaber, what are you talking about, we don't know what happened? The 9th of Tevis is the day that Ezra HaSofer, the famous last of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, passed away. It's his Yahrzeit today, the 9th of Tevis. So was written in the Rishonim. So writes the Bahag himself, which is the source, as we said, of all these lists of fasts. And so writes the Orach HaShchaim. And therefore note the Taz in Magen Avraham and Prisha in chapter 580 on the Mechaber. What do you mean we don't know? We do know. In addition, some of these Rishonim write, the Bahag and Orach HaShchaim, that it's also the day that Nehemiah ben Hakilia passed away. So we have two great sages, Ezra HaSofer and Nehemiah, who passed away on this day. So the words of the Torah and the Mechaber seem very strange that they say they don't know. Nonetheless, in truth, when we dig a little deeper, we see that it's not so simple what the Taz and Magen Avraham are writing. You see, in the wording of those Rishonim, the Bahag and the Kolbei, etc., and the Orach HaShchaim, who write that on this day, Ezra and Nehemiah passed away, they write as follows. The 9th of Tevis is a fast day, and the sages did not tell us what happened. And on that day, Ezra HaKohen and Nehemiah ben Hakilia passed away. In similar wording in the Orach HaShchaim, he writes, on the 9th of Tevis, the sages did not write what happened, and it remains a secret. And on this day died Ezra HaKohen and Nehemiah. So we see that these Rishonim are clearly stating that while they know that Nehemiah and Ezra passed away on the 9th of Tevis, that's not the reason of the fast. And the sages didn't tell us why it happened, and it remains a secret. And therefore the Mechaber is justified in writing what he wrote, that we don't know. Because the fact that Ezra and Nehemiah passed away is not the reason of the fast. It's a side thing that happened on this day. Practically what we explained is brought in the Birkei Yosef in chapter 580 in defense of the Mechaber, that it is clear that something secretive happened on the 9th of Tevis, that the sages aren't publicizing, and that's where the fast was established, and we don't know why. However, this we don't know why, over the ages, has become revealed. And the secret of it lies in the fact that the reason behind the establishing of this fast is that it relates to the Christian movement, Christianity. And for very understandable reasons, the Chacham do not want to publicize something derogatory to Christianity or to the church due to serious worry of consequences of anti-Semitism and murder that it could cause, and therefore they left it a secret. Not to mention that the censorship of the church would anyways remove it if it was written. But in recent generations, we have found manuscripts and writings that reveal to us what happened on this day. In the uncensored version of Agos of Tosfos Yeshayanim, it's recorded in the name of Gadol Echad. It's brought in the Sophos of some editions of the Shulchan Aruch, such as Machon Yerushalayim Friedman edition, that on the 9th of Tevis, Yashka, Isa Ish, the leader of Christianity, was born. And the Chachamim established it as a fast day to fast on this terrible day for Klal Yisrael. While this is contradicted from other places, we have another tradition brought down, which is the oldest and most authentic of traditions of what happened on this day, and explains the secrecy behind why the sages did not reveal it to the public. In the glosses of the great Gaon Reb Baruch Frankl, known as the author of the Baruch Tam, on chapter 580, he writes, I found in a manuscript that says that on this day, the 9th of Tevis, Shimon HaKalfus, who helped save the Jewish people from a great tragedy in the days of the Pritzim, died, and the sages established it as a day of fasting in Jerusalem. End quote from Reb Baruch Frankl. What is this manuscript that he's referring to? He's referring to the Sefer called Toldes Yashka. Its real name is Toldes Yud Shin Vav, a word that we do not use according to Jewish custom. The Sefer Toldes Yashka is mentioned in Rashi. It was written at least before Rashi's time, obviously. And it goes through the whole story of the start of Christianity and how it began from the times when Yashka was a little child until its later development. And there in Sefer Toldes Yashka, he tells us a most marvelous story that there was a tzaddik, a Tana, whose name was Shimon Kippah, who was ordered by the Chachamim of that time to infiltrate the Christian world, become a student of Yashka, go through the hierarchy of his students, and take over the leadership after Yashka passes away, dies, and stir the movement completely away from Judaism, so it have no resemblance to Judaism, and hence protect Jews from falling prey to a make-believe form of Judaism. Likewise, he was sent on the mission to tell the Christians not to bother or oppress the Jews and leave them alone. And this Shimon Kippah was very successful in his mission. In his Christian name, he is none other than Peter, who they call the saint. And in truth, he was a saint. He was a Jewish tzaddik and remained a Jewish tzaddik and became the founder of Christian theology, uprooting it from all of its Jewish tendencies and mitzvahs in order to distance Christianity from Judaism, to make no mistake of the true religion and make it unattractive to Jews. This is the story in short from Toldes Yashka. In the end of the Sefer, it concludes, Shimon HaKalfus passed away, and the Jewish people mourned his passing, and they established his day of death as an annual fast day. Concludes Toldes Yashka, this day was the 9th of Tevis, end quote. So on this day was a day that a great tzaddik, a Tana, had to do Mesiras Nefesh, give himself up and give up his religion to infiltrate the Christian ranks for the sake of saving Klal Yisrael. And in appreciation of what he did and his self-sacrifice, the Chachamim established it as a fast day for all generations. Although today we don't fast it, as we explained, nonetheless, it's important to know the concept. This idea that Peter, one of the most holy individuals that's sanctified in the Christian religion, was really a hidden tzaddik, working against them, is not a chiddush to Baruch Frankl or Toldes Yashka, but is already written in Sefer Chassidim 191, who writes that a tzaddik who was turned into an idol should be given a derogatory name. And he says, for example, Shimon Kippah should be called Peter Chamar. Peter Chamar. Peter Chamar. And so to Rashi in Avodah Zarah Taneh is brought in Dikduke Seferim, writes how they were implanted into the Christian world. And he actually cites the Sefer Toldes Yashka to look this up. And thus may this day be a great Ilui Neshama for Shimon Kippah, who helped save Klal Yisrael, and may we merit very soon, as the Rambam concludes after discussing what Christianity did to the world, that Mashiach will come and he will show them, the Christians, Shesheker and Chile Aveseinu, that it was a bunch of lies that their founders led them off to, and they will return Ladasa Emes to the true religion.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchkarav.com under the Daily Halakha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.